We have our next batch of news items, including Norfolk County Council and their search for a new chief executive. Norfolk County Council is to revive its role of chief executive with a salary of up to £200,000 4 years after axing the job. A Conservative-controlled council is looking to bring back the chief executive job, which it got rid of in 2018. Former council leader Andrew Proctor had made the switch from chief executive to an executive leader model, with Tom McCabe as the £162,000 a year head of paid service. It triggered the exit of managing director Dr. Wendy Thompson, who'd been on £183,600 a year. But Mr. Proctor, no longer the leader of the council, having taken a leave of absence for health reasons. And Kay Mason-Billig, who succeeded Mr. Proctor as leader at County Hall after winning a Conservative leadership contest against Deputy Graham Plant, has started the process to revert to the chief executive model. Steve Morphew, leader of the opposition Labour group, said the original decision to replace a CEO with a politician at the top manager had made no sense and had led to millions being spent on consultants. He said a sensible management can't come soon enough, but clearing up the legacy of this failed Conservative experiment will disrupt the organisation still further and add even more to the cost.
A three-year battle to fix a sinking manhole cover has continued as claims of ownership remain up in the air. The dangerously dipping metal covers outside the Cossey branch of Taverham Vets are causing havoc for those who wish to park outside the clinic to treat their poorly pets. Years have been spent by the vets and local councillors trying to determine whose responsibility it is to get the cover in Longwater Lane repaired. Cossey Town Councillor Gary Blundell and his wife, Councillor for South Norfolk Sharon Blundell, have been trying to help the company to get the issue resolved. Gary said, "Sharon has been working on this for about 3 years now. It's directly along the path in front of where people park outside the vets. People are concerned that at some point a car will drive over the cover and it'll snap." Mr. and Mrs. Blundell contacted Norfolk County Council, who traced it to Virgin Media and said, "We can confirm that we have issued a Section 81 notice to Virgin Media to request that remedial work is undertaken." However, a Virgin Media spokesman said, "So far, we've been unable to verify whether or not this is our equipment. We're sending an engineer to the site to help us establish whether it is or not, and if it is our equipment, we will, of course, arrange for an engineer to fix it as soon as possible."
Two Norfolk councils will finally complete their move into a shared office a year after they agreed on a £7.1 million purchase. Broadland and South Norfolk councils are finally expected to complete the move to the Horizon Centre at Broadland Business Park on May the 30th. The pair agreed to the move in May last year, but did not complete the purchase until September. Councillors at both authorities had questioned the need for the switch and whether the figures for the purchase stacked up. While South Norfolk Council, Old Long Stratton office, has been shut since late last year, Broadlands will shut on May the 26th while the transition takes place. The Horizon Centre has been empty since Aviva staff moved out in 2021. The site is expected to be larger than the needs of the councils and sections, including the second floor and an annex, and it could be rented out to generate extra income. Rather than having a purpose-built council chamber, meetings are expected to be held in a conference room, which could also be available for hire.